Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, Thursday night, June 1st, 2017. We are halfway in the year already. Look at God today again. It's Thursday, June 1st, 2017. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I do ask all listeners if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Minister Sharon Rabbins, as he brings forth the word on tonight. Please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with him as he brings God's word. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. And before we go into prayer, I'm asking all listeners, besides my guest who's going to bring the word, Minister Rambis, if all other guests, if you can place your phones on mute, place your phones on mute now so there will not be any interruptions during the broadcast. And when we conclude the broadcast, so we have time available, I will give you a chance, an opportunity to give feedback and comments to Minister Rambis, and I really appreciate it. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for who you are. And Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Continue to have mercy upon us. We pray, Lord, that you would use us on tonight and help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you would be glorified through us, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. For we know you are still a healer, you're a miracle worker, and we know that you change not. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, in Jesus' name. We come also, Heavenly Father, lifting up those that are bereaved. We have so much that's going on in the world, but we thank you that you sit high and you look low, and there's nothing that goes on that you do not see or do not know about. But we just lift up all those that are burning down in bereavement. We ask that you will comfort and strengthen them even as they go through the hour of bereavement at this time. For we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just continue to have your way in our lives, Heavenly Father, for your glory alone. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in Jesus' name that as the word goes forth on tonight, should there be any listeners that's on the line or by way of internet, Heavenly Father, that do not have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved, it's our prayer, Lord, that something will be said on tonight, that they will be able to surrender and yield to Jesus Christ and open their own mouth and confess their sins to him and ask that he will come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name. And they will walk in and they will live in their God purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we thank you for each listener. We thank you for your grace and mercy, Heavenly Father. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to lift up Israel. We want to lift up Jerusalem to you that your will be done. And that you alone be glorified. Have your way, Heavenly Father, over the internet on tonight. That you alone be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, our spiritual food for thought comes to us asking this question. Again, the spiritual food for tonight, it comes in the form of a question. How do you maintain your joy when tragedy knocks on your door? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. How do you maintain your joy when tragedy knocks on your door? Again, we do know that death is going to come to each one of us. And we don't know how or when, but that's why the world lets us know that we don't know when the day or the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. And we also know that the word tells us that the enemy is seeking and roaring like a roaring lion through the earth, seeking whom he may devour. So it's at our best interest to know that we're saved in Jesus' name, for we know that it's better to have Jesus and not need and not have him. So I pray that you who are not saved will come to know Jesus Christ. This is a good day to know Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. And that's our prayer for you tonight, those that are not saved. And we want to also encourage the listeners who are in the battlefield, who are going through different issues. We all have issues. And so continue to stand on the word of God. Continue to stand on your faith, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And it's by the powers that work in us in Christ Jesus. Well, now tonight I'm asking all listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com, Servants, Ambassadors, Vessels. And then once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Well, on tonight, I do not have any announcements. And my guest, Minister Rambis, is standing by to bring the word on tonight. But before Minister Rambis comes forth with the word, I am not going to ask him to share a testimony on tonight. I'm going to yield the mic to him to allow him the allotted time that he needs to deliver God's word on tonight. And hopefully and prayerfully, after he concludes the message on tonight, that we will be able to open phone lines for listeners to call in and share comments and feedback to Minister Rambis. For those of you that would like to call in and share comments with him after the conclusion of the message, you need to dial this number. Please write this number down. Area code 657-383-1364. Again, the number is area code 657-383-1364. So I'm going to, I'm not going to ask him to share a testimony on tonight because I'm going to do something different on tonight. I'm going to do something that I don't normally do. I normally do a music break off of my computer from the different selections of songs. But on tonight, I am going to do a special selection by way of the organ here in my house. I thank God for blessing me to be able to have an organ. So I'm going to play for you all for the music break. A song on tonight, and I pray that you will be blessed by it. And I pray that on tonight that the word is going to go forth. I know it's going to go forth with power because Minister Rambis always brings a powerful word on tonight. I'm glad. Hold on just one second. I had to come back in. Someone is dialing in now. I want to make sure everybody gets on the air so they can hear Minister Rembus. Again, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. That is the song that I'm going to be playing for you all on tonight. I'm going to do a short version of it in the form of instrumental on tonight. And after the conclusion of this song, Minister Rembus, I am not going to speak anymore. But after the conclusion of my playing this song, I'm going to yield the mic to you so you can deliver God's word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother James, for that musical selection. We just want to thank God for giving us another day. Another day that God has kept me. And I'm so satisfied and I'm so glad that he did. Giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, I thank him for this preaching opportunity. Thank you. Thanking him for choosing me to be one of his chosen people. And so first, today, we'd like to solicit the prayers of all the people of God, all the prayer warriors for the Mount Charity Missionary Baptist Church today in the loss of a great soldier that has gone home, Reverend Lamont Moore. We continue to pray for the church family and Pastor Belk. Let them know. Send up a prayer just to ease of comfort, because, you know, we don't know when and we don't know where, we don't know how, but we know that we all will pass through that way and experience grief and loss of loved ones. So stand in the gap. Ask that you would stand in the gap. We ask that you continue to pray for the church family, the congregation, the pastors, family, and friends. Now tonight, our lesson for tonight will come from Malachi chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Malachi 6, prophet in the Old Testament, verses 1 through 8. I want to give a shout out to Shield of Faith, the greatest church, and also to Bishop Jennings, the greatest pastor, not only in the city but in this world. Thank God for your tutors, your leadership, your love, and your caring. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for being so loving, Lord. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs, Lord. Thank you for just forgiving us, Lord, giving us another chance to get it right. Lord, we thank you for bringing us to this preaching hour. And now, Lord, we know that no preaching can be done unless it be done by you, Lord. Now, I ask that as I decrease, I ask that you would increase, that you would get the glory out of everything I say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So our text comes from Micah 6, 1 through 8. Let me read it for you. So it says, "Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? Wherein have I worried thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim until Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." And the word of God is blessed. And just for a thought tonight, and just for a subject, I want to use hashtag Christian Lives Matter. This past summer, I had the duty to eulogize a cousin, 23 years old, killed in a drive-by. And so, it was a traumatic experience, so young. And so we hear it all day, all through the news, where people's lives are cut short so young. I had a childhood friend whose daughter got killed by an ex-fiancé. She was breaking off the engagement. And so he got upset with her, and he stabbed her a couple of times, and then he jumped off the balcony to his death. And so we haven't heard it in a while, but those thoughts led me to ask the question, does Black Lives Matter? And so I have a brother that's a police officer, and I know that every morning he puts on that uniform and steps out the door. His life is on the line. Not only and trying to keep the peace and regulate the streets. But you got some twisted-minded people that's out there that's using police for targets. And so every time I see a police car pass by, I'm reminded by the question, does blue lives matter? And so once again, with the recent death of the man of God, Reverend Lamont Moore, a man of God, a man that rightly divides the word, feeds his people, supports his pastor, I was challenged with the question, does preachers' lives matter? And so that brings us to our text today here in Malachi. When I read this text, I can hear God asking the question, does Christian lives matter? So here the prophet is speaking with three voices. He is speaking with his voice, with the voice of God, and a responsive voice of the people of God. And in this text, we see that God has a complaint against his people. He does not recognize them. And so he's calling in his judge and jury, the mountains and the foundations as his witness. He asks, what have he done to cause them to turn from him? He states his case against the children of Israel. He said, I delivered you from Egypt. I redeemed you from the house of bondage. I gave you leaders. And remember when your enemies plotted against you and schemed, I spoiled their plans. I was there to protect you. So what is God saying to us today, people of God? And what he was saying to me was, as we get upset with all the injustices in the world, upset about what is happening in the streets, God is also concerned. God is concerned about what is happening in his churches across the country. How Sunday after Sunday, we do injustice to each other in the pews. How we don't speak to each other. How we criticize each other, talking about what each other is wearing. Giving each other the evil eye, don't even speak or acknowledge one another. But God is concerned about his people. People to God, God is still concerned about us. But I'm glad that Jesus still speaks to men and women today. He still sends his word through his prophets to bless his people, to warn his people, to strengthen his people. So I thank God for my prophet today. How about you? But what God is saying, he is upset about how we, as God's people, treat each other. So I ask the question again, does Christian lives matter? We have done a great job of ignoring what we call something. That's something that always convicts us when we are doing right, or when we are doing wrong, or when we are doing something that we shouldn't be doing. We always got a habit of something told me not to do it. But I come to expose that something other name, and it's none other than the Holy Ghost. So it's not that something that tell you, it's that Holy Spirit that's sending conviction. So when you fix your mouth to spread unfactual gossip, those alternative facts, and something tells you to keep your mouth shut, take heed, because that something is the Holy Spirit. I won't ask how many has been guilty, for we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But here in our text, we see the children of Israel, they knew once God called them out that they had fallen short. Listen to their response. In verse 6, it says, with what shall I come before thee, Lord, to honor him and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with year-old calves? Will the Lord be delighted with thousands of rams or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my acts of rebellion? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul. So in other words, they were saying, okay, Lord, you're right. We haven't been living up. We haven't been holding up our end of the bargain. We haven't been acting like your people. What must we do to get back in grace? What must we do to get it right? So, you know, they begin to bargain with God. You know that's nothing new. You know how we do it today. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry I dropped the ball. I will try and get it right. I will join a choir. Lord, I will get on the usher board if you give me one more chance. Lord, please. I will give my offering and my true tithe, Lord, not just the tip, but my true tithe. Lord, just give me one more chance. And so bargaining with God is nothing new. And so what God is looking for, he's not looking for stuff. God is looking for a change of heart. And so people of God, today God is calling for obedience. Because in his word, God says that obedience is better than sacrifice. So if you want to get it right, here in the text, God tells us two things. And these three things that he requires. To be just and to love kindness and to walk humbly with the Lord. And so as we look at the first one, to be just. To be just means to be fair-minded, virtuous, righteous, honest, decent. Simply put, just means to be just, to just do good, to be nice to one another, to treat each other right, to be good to others the same way God has been good to you. And so that's the first requirement of the Lord, just to do right and to treat each other right. The next thing he requires to love kindness, to love mercy. And so mercy is compassion, forgiveness towards someone whom in to show mercy and kindness to someone. Mercy is what God shows us when he holds back our judgment that we deserve. He doesn't give us what we deserve. And so we thank God for your mercy. But mercy and justice are foundational to God's character. God expects his people to show love to their fellow man and be loyal in their love towards him, just as he has loved us. And so that's the greatest commandment, is to love one another as Christ has loved you. And then thirdly is to walk humbly. And so humble has to do with the heart's attitude towards God. It means to depend on God rather than to depend on our own abilities. Instead of taking pride in what we think we bring into God, we humbly recognize that no amount of personal sacrifice can replace a heart committed to God, a heart committed to justice and love. So once again, God is concerned about our hearts. A godly heart looks outward to justice. It looks inward to love and mercy, and it looks upward to walk humbly with God. And so that leads to the question, does Christian lives matter? I would like to submit three things and three reasons why that Christian lies matter. Firstly, they matter because Christian lies are a reflection of God. When people look at you, do they see God? We are to show what God's love looked like here on earth. We are to share his word, walk in his power, be an extension of his peace and joy. We are to be his arms and legs here to one another. Christian lives aren't about what I can do for the Lord, but about how am I being transformed into his likeness. Secondly, Christian lives matter because they show God's reputation. Your reputation is what you are known for. Our lives are a living testimony of God's goodness and God's mercy. He's given every one of us a testimony. He said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. Tonight, are you scared to share your testimony? Are you scared to talk about how good God has been to you? I don't know about you, but I can testify that down through the years, God has really been good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. And so finally, Christian lives matter because they show God's relationship with his people. See, a lot of people got it twisted. They think that God's relationship with us is based on religion. But I come to tell you that it's based on love. It's his love and grace that let me tell you a little bit about God's love, because it was God's love that touched my life. It was God's love that turned my life around. It was God's love that has answered my prayer. It was God's love that lifted my burdens. It was God's love that gives me strength to bear. God's love that leads me to green pastures. It was God's love that leads me beside the still waters. It was God's love that prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It was God's love that mended my broken heart. It was God's love that dried my weeping eyes. It was God's love that made a way out of no way. It was God's love that redeemed me. I am redeemed. I know I got some witnesses out there. I am redeemed. I've been bought with a price. And so I'm glad today that God's love paid my sin bill. Because when he died on that old rugged cross, they hung him high and they stretched him wide. And he died. He died so that I might live. But I'm so glad that that's not the end of the story, because early Sunday morning he got up, not with some power, but with all power in his hands. He got up victorious, and I was able, enabled me to get up. I got up with Jesus. I got the victory in Jesus. And now I can say that victory is mine. Don't I got some witnesses out there? I can say that victory is mine. I got victory over lack. I got victory over sickness and disease. I got victory over bad doctor's report. I got victory over death. I got victory over my haters, over shade throwers, over backstabbers, over backbiters. I got the victory. Do I got a witness? I got the victory. So I told Satan, because today, victory is mine. I don't have to wait for it. He's giving it today. So I don't know about you, but don't get down because of circumstances. Don't get sidetracked because of the way things look. I come to tell you that victory today is yours. Victory is in Jesus. And so that same Jesus I like to offer to you. So tonight, because he's Savior of my life. And so just in case you haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior, I would like for you to make Jesus your choice today. I offer Christ to you
because he still cares. He's still concerned about his people. The fact that you're listening to my voice means that God still got work for you to do. So just in case if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, I ask that you would choose Christ today. Amen. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word because it's true and powerful. We thank you for your word that quickens and gives life and shed light. Lord, we thank you that it changed hearts, Lord. So if anyone under the sound of my voice haven't chose you as their Lord and Savior, we'll ask that you would convict their heart to find themselves, to go find a man of God, to find a church, and to accept you because you are the way, the truth, and the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Christian lives matter. And how we know that Christian lives matter is because we are still here in the land of the living, and we matter because God allowed us to be born with a purpose, not a man-made purpose, but a God purpose. So that's how we know that our lives matter, because we have a purpose that God wants each one of us to fulfill. I cannot fulfill Minister Rambo's God purpose. He cannot fulfill mine. We cannot fulfill our bishop's God purpose. Only us as an individual that are saved in Jesus' name, we can fulfill our God purpose, because we do know that our Christian lives do matter. And we also know that our Christian lives do matter because the Bible tells us that the Word of God lets us know that we are our brother's keeper. So we are to be praying one for another. And just as Minister Ramos was talking about his a brother as a law enforcement officer, a Detroit policeman, I too had relatives in my family that are in law enforcement, police, and Wayne County sheriffs. So we should always keep them in prayer because they look out for us. They are putting their lives on the line. And so that's what Jesus Christ did. He put his life on the line. When he came down from glory, he shed his own blood, his precious, righteous blood, so that we could be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Aren't you glad tonight that Jesus died, but he did not stay dead? We thank God that he rose with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. So we know that Christian lives do matter. They matter to God, and as Christians, they ought to matter to you. So we thank Minister Rambis on tonight for that awesome word. He always brings an awesome word for us to something for us to feed on through the rest of the week and to meditate on, and let the Lord speak to our hearts and minds as he ministers to us through the word. So we thank God for Minister Rambis. Also, we thank God for our Bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, pastor of Shield of Faith Church, and our church family, Shield of Faith. Continue to stand on the wall, continue to be the doers of God's word, and be assets to the kingdom of God. We do not want to be a liability, or neither do we want to scatter God's flock. So we know that God is in control. We just thank God for who he is on tonight. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Thank God, for who he is. And talking about the minister, Pastor Moore, that passed away and made his transition, going home to be with the Lord on tonight. It's amazing how the Lord works because of my, and I'm talking about the spiritual food for thought on tonight that I brought to you earlier at the opening of the show, to spiritual food for thought for tonight. Ask this question to all of us: how do you maintain your joy when tragedy knocks on your door? I had no idea that Pastor Moore had made his transition. But that is a good question for all of us, because we do know that the Word of God tells us that as one is appointed unto man wants to die, after that the judgment. So again, we do not know. You could be a bishop, a pastor, or whatever your position or title is. If Jesus don't come first and return back first, because he is coming back again, but if Jesus do not return first, we are going to leave this world. We're going to die. And so it behooves all of us to know that we're saved in Jesus' name. Again, our prayer on tonight, should there be any listeners that do not know Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with him, he wants you to have a personal relationship with him. He wants you to know your God purpose, and he wants you to walk in it and fulfill it, fulfill your God purpose in the earth. for God's glory, not for man's glory, but for God's glory. So we thank you, Minister Ramos, on tonight for that awesome word on tonight, Christian Lives Matter. So right at this moment, I'm going to open up the lines for those that have called in. I see the lines are lit up real good on tonight. As always, when Minister Ramos comes on to bring the word, I'm going to yield the mic right now to anyone that's on the line that would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Ramos. You have free access to do so right now. You can give comments and feedback to Minister Ramos at this time. Praise the Lord. I know out of all these calls I'm looking at on my screen that people that are calling in, somebody have something to say to Minister Ramos on tonight, as the Lord has used him mightily, as he always do. So I'm going to yield the mic again to the listeners that have called in on tonight. If you'd like to give comments or feedback to Minister Ramos, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so at this time.
Minister Ramos, that was a very good sermon that you gave tonight, and I want to thank you so much for it. And I'm keeping you in my prayers because you're doing a marvelous job, and keep up the good work, because I love you and I'm very proud of you. This is your mother.
Praise the Lord on tonight. You can't get nobody else to call in and then listen in or give a comment or feedback. You can always trust mom is always going to be there to give her baby comments and feedback, good report. And so we thank you for sharing a good word and of encouragement to your son on tonight. Should there be anyone else that would like to give a word to Minister Ramos on tonight?
First, giving honor to God and to all the ministers on the line and to my cousin, Minister Rambis, who brought the word tonight. And I'd like to say, keep on keeping on. And we do have the victory. And Christian lives do matter, even though a lot of people don't know it. Christian lives do matter. And I'd like to thank God for that word, because I needed to hear that word tonight. And thank you for bringing the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you for those comments. And not only did you need to hear those words, I was encouraged by those words. I'm always encouraged by the word. I don't care who brings the word. I'm always encouraged by the word
That's
of God.
Right. Yeah.
But
it's
someone else has been encouraged on tonight. Yes, you are so right. And I thank God that we are so pleased to know that you was encouraged by the word of God through Minister Ramos on tonight, your cousin. Continue to be blessed and continue to tune in each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9. And, of course, Minister Ramos is on every first Thursday night at the same time from 8 o'clock p.m. So tune in every first Thursday. If you don't get a chance to tune in any other time, continue to tune in and listen to your cousin of Minister Sharon Ramos every first Thursday. Should there be anyone else about to have comments and feedback?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the
Minister
Lord.
Minister Ramos, I really enjoy your sermon today. And just to know that God loves us, okay? And in all that we go through, there is still hope. And we keep the faith and know that there is hope regardless, because he knows our hearts. And he knows what we're going through and our worries before it even happens. But one thing about the Lord, he give us peace. He give us peace through all, because he do love us. And I say thank you for the message.
Praise the Lord on tonight. I, too, want to thank Minister Ramos for that word, because, again, it goes back to I'm talking about the spiritual food for thought tonight. And that's a good question for all of us. When tragedy knocks on your door, how do you maintain your joy? Because, you know what, and I'm a living witness, because as the Lord has called my mother home 11 years ago, this coming July, and then my sister who died of a heart attack 3 years ago, I did not know how I was going to make it in life. I did not know how I was going to go on. But I am a living witness that God will comfort you. He will strengthen you, and he will give you the strength and the faith. He will increase your faith to know that your trust is in him, and that you can go on and you can continue to fulfill your God purpose. Because those who have died in Jesus Christ, in other words, they have finished their course. Because the race is still being ran, that means they have finished their course, and God has called them home. So while we are still here in the land of the living, we need to understand and know that God loves us, even though he calls us home individually and in his own set time. The question again is, when The joy of the Lord is my strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And not only me, but you too, worldwide listeners, who are saved in Jesus' name. We thank God for this scripture food for thought on today and for the word of God, Christian Lives Matter. And also, I thank God because that's why I played the song during the music break. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. When God has been good to you, even through your hours of bereavement, and he has given you strength to continue to run this Christian race after the loss of a loved one, and you know that he's still comforting you and he's still strengthening you and giving you the strength and the peace and the joy to continue to fulfill your God purpose, that's why you must share your testimony and let others know that God did it for me. He's the same God. He can do it, and he will do it for you too. So, Minister Remus, on tonight, we thank you for sharing that powerful word again on tonight. Christian Lives Matter. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to give a shout-out or a comments to Minister Remus?
Yes. My name is Leona, old co-worker, and I just wanted to say that was an awesome, encouraging word tonight, Minister Rambis, and I'm so godly proud of you and continue to let the Lord use you.
Praise the Lord. We thank you for those comments. Praise the Lord. We thank you for those comments to Minister Rambis. I'm sure that he appreciates everyone that calls in and gives him comments and feedback, and that lets him know that he's doing a great work for the Lord. And it's not to be pleasing to man, but we're trying to be pleasing unto the Lord. So he is a man of God who stands on God's word, and he knows how to deliver God's word as God uses him. So we just thank God for Minister Rambis and his family on tonight. Continue to be blessed, Minister Rambis, and continue to allow the Lord to use you for his glory. So right now, we're going to close out a little early on tonight, but I thank each listener for listening in, and I thank all the callers that always calls in to hear the word of God through Minister Rambis every first Thursday. Continue to listen in and pass the word to your coworkers and neighbors and friends, and even if you're not a member of Shield of Faith Church, if you belong to another ministry, let them know about Minister Rambis and also about this internet radio show that comes forth every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. with different men and women of God who come forth bringing the good news of Jesus Christ, that God will be glorified. And we know that the enemy, Satan, is horrified on tonight after knowing that Christian lives matter and that we can and we will do all things through Christ who continues to strengthen us. So right now, as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I want to thank the listeners for tuning in faithfully. Know that I love you, but know that God loves you even more. Mm-hmm. Even though we are flawed, I know that I'm flawed. We all have faults. I'm flawed, but I thank God that I'm flawed, but I'm still favored by God, and I'm still being used by God. So that's why it is important for Christians to know that when we sin, not if we sin, but when we sin, God gives us enough sense to know that we need to go to God in prayer and ask him to forgive us of all of our sins, and that way he can continue to use us to fulfill our God purpose. And we have witnesses in the Old Testament, such as Moses and David, all those great men and women of God that he used in the Bible days. When they messed up, they had enough sense to go to God and say, forgive me, and they were able to complete and fulfill their God purpose. So we serve that same God today. He still is in control, and he have no respect of persons. He said that we all fall short of his glory, and so that we can go to him through Jesus Christ and be forgiven of all of our sins and our transgressions and continue to be used by God and be assets to the kingdom of God and not liabilities. So we thank you for tuning in on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. And as we close out tonight's program, our listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, as again, we come and say thank you for who you are on tonight. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in Jesus' name that your word was not going out, and we already know that it did not go out void. We know that it's going to accomplish everything that you set for it to do in the earth, that you will be glorified through it. We thank you for Minister Rambis on tonight and his family. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless the works of their hands. And, oh, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up our pastor and our bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Shield of Faith Church family, that we will continue to be doers of your word as individuals and then as a corporate body, that we can be beacon lights, that the world may see and know that Jesus lives because they can see Jesus Christ in us. as we accomplish what you have called for us to do in the earth as a church, as a corporate church in the earth for your glory. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted again. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Mount Charity Church family to you and the Pastor Moore's family. Continue to comfort and strengthen them. Heavenly Father, again, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that it is hard when you lose a loved one, but it's even kind of more devastating when you lose a man or a woman of God who brings us the word, who are the shepherds, the under-shepherds that you have designated and ordained to be our under-shepherds, that you will use to bring the word of God through them for us, that we can be built up and strengthened and edified through your word. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen that family right now, and not only a pastor, family, but all those that are suffering from the loss of loved ones, continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Continue to let them feel your presence, Lord. Let them feel you holding them in your arms, that you promise that you would never leave us nor forsake us. No matter how dark it looks, but what is going on, we know that you are always in control. So we just thank you for it. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in Jesus' name that you would continue to touch the heart and the mind of our president, or Donald Trump, not only him, but all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that they would do what's right for all people, and they would not have hidden motives and agendas. We are so glad that you are in total control. No matter what it looks like, Heavenly Father, you are in total control, even over our presidents, over the world leaders. You are in control, and for this we are grateful. So that's why we are always going to give you praise, give you glory, we give you honor, because you are truly worthy to be praised, because we know there is nothing in all your ways. You're, again, worthy to be praised. So we just thank you on tonight. We ask that you would be with us. Heavenly Father, we continue to do your will and be doers of your word. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, again, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, continue to give God praise. Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Jesus.